What this is finally the public getting to hear Ion discussing the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers, the circumstances surrounding the Twin Towers, and the 911 exclamation point. And this was recorded on November 23rd, 2009.
Now we go to the physics of the Twin Towers. Yeah, are we talking about what demolitioned the Twin Towers? That's what we were discussing.
And we asked who built it. Nobody said. They tried to blow it up in the 90s. Didn't work.
Yeah.
They didn't talk about who built it then. Apparently they've been around forever.
Well, since the early 70s. But wait a minute. Some Japanese guy designed it.
Okay. Oh.
That is not the builder?
No, the designer's not the builder.
All right, so when you say who built it, you mean who were the human beings who did the hard lifting and
the hard lifting, Bob.
Well, they worked the cranes,
Not necessarily.
The construction company?
Well, fine. Why has that never been mentioned ever, ever, ever? Like, why was it never mentioned? Like, the Twin Towers have fallen to the chagrin of ABC Construction Company, who gave their life's work to create these towers that would stand the test of time.
No, you're right. You don't.
Why not? Every block in Boston is named after some Riverian who laid the cobblestone streets that they still stroll upon.
The Tishman something or other did it. The Tishman Realty and Construction Company was a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Structural engineer Leslie Robinson, architect Minoru Yamasaki, Emery Roth, and son.
Tishman Realty, they built it. Now, you click on them, but Ion, is there something we're not knowing who they are?
Correct. They just came out of nowhere.
A privately held firm, headquartered in New York, with operating subsidiaries located across the U.S. Nothing really. It's like four lines for the company that built the.
It was just like puffery.
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell them they are. It provides a range of a varying scope. Its experience includes private areas, including arts and culture, commercial, education, gaming, and everything. All right, that's to say, who owned them? 1898, Carolyn. They go way back.
Or way forward.
So, who's Tishman?
You're the creator. We don't know. That's why we made the anomaly.
Is there a Mr. Tishman?
That's not the point. The point is that was going to cause all these questions that hopefully we've now had a chance to answer all those questions. So the dynamic of this structure, which is not anomalous to any other structure. See, the Twin Towers weren't made different than any other building ever, 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 ever. It was not something that was so outside itself. It was just a structure that had never been built. Now, in Kuala Lumpur, that structure is one that has never been built like before. It's not from an exoskeleton that's holding it up. Okay, it is different. The Twin Towers were necessarily not. So, the point is, the way that this building is constructed from the beams on the inside, from the exoskeleton from the outside, it was a pier and a pier, which was a very normal building.
Pier and a pier, that's a technical phrase.
Well, that's because all the shell, and then they cantilevered the outside walls so that they had windows that could go floor to ceiling. So you had these just panoramic views.
Yeah.
Because the guts of it was in the frame. The middle. Yes, and that's where all of the goodie was. All right, so now if it's built to that degree, now there's been storms. There's been storms in New York.
Yeah.
There's been a little bit of quaking. Remember when the Holland Tunnel had its problem from, they called it some kind of shifting or something.
Yeah.
They had to retrofit it. That was a big mess, and they liked the Lost Queens over it, and it started from the East Village. All right, so anyway, now you come to a place where you drive a plane into an endoskeletal building. And what should happen is it should knock it the top off.
That's all.
That's all. For example, the Statue of Liberty, which soon the base will be underwater. Have you gotten to that section yet in your readings?
Yeah, we did that back in the 20s. Yeah, the predictions of New York in 100 years, yes.
Well, it's not even 100 years, but...
Okay, but, you know...
But if you took a plane and you ran into the upper third of the Statue of Liberty, guess what would happen?
It would knock off the head, the top or third.
The head or the porch or something. But it wouldn't fall from the base down and implode on itself. Because the way the exoskeleton of that statue is built, with girdings on the inside, retrofitted with this verdied patina on the outside.
Verdi patina. What's verdi?
The color green of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, you're still talking about the statue. It had this green patina. But then you shifted to the Twin Towers.
An exoskeletal outside layering. It's not what holds it together. The inside part holds it together.
The statue or the Twin Towers?
Both.
Okay, gotcha.
So if you hit the Twin Towers with an airplane,
it'll knock the top off.
The top, it would be very normal if you the first would have hit. It didn't even knock the building down. Now, wait a minute now. It was so well built that a full plane, it went through the building and did knock it down. Well, damn. But it made such a hot fire that it melted the base 60 floors below.
That's what's stated, right?
Your lying eyes witnessed it, so, you know, what do you think? And then if the first one tower and it hit right, the very best it should have done is knock that top off and maybe knock the top third of that into the other tower. That's enough force that it could have a critical blow to the base of the second tower.
It could have knocked it over if that had happened.
Well, or caused enough damage that it could have made it to the Leaning Tower of Pisa at the very least. Okay? Because the way that was built, if it was strong enough to withstand the blunt force trauma of a full plane hitting it, it should have just toppled over and fell flat and stayed together and just went kaboom, like laying down a tree.
Yeah, you mean two-thirds would remain standing and the top would fall off.
Yes, and if it was so well built that it could withstand a plane running into it, then it should have just knocked the whole building over like you cut down a tree at the base and it fall down and go...
Oh, wait, man, I'm not getting... You're saying it hits the top third, it should just knock the top off and that's that.
But it didn't do that. The plane hit it and it didn't fall off. So if it was enough trauma to make it implode upon itself, then it should have been enough to knock the entire tower over like making a tree fall. Like the roots of a tree turn loose from the ground.
But it wasn't cut from the bottom. The plane, it just failed to knock the top off, so it merged with the thing and burned up there. That does not mean the whole two-thirds bottom part should fall over. Why are you making
that? The fire didn't go 60 floors down.
Why are you saying that the building should have fallen over because a plane hit it?
Because it didn't knock the top third of the building off.
Oh, you mean it was so hard, because the top third held its ground, it would have caused a bigger, like, resistance, and that would have pushed the whole building over.
It would have made more logical sense for it to fallen over Battery Park,
that didn't happen.
Well, no. What happened was it struck, didn't knock the top off. A lot of time goes by, nothing happens, there's a fire, just because the plane was very hot when it exploded. And then the next thing you know, it starts falling into itself, and then the next thing you know, the bottom is just, there's nothing holding it up. It's like it took the feet out from under it.
When it started falling into itself, did that falling in itself start at the bottom?
No, started at the top, two-thirds up. But that wasn't enough. If it was enough to hold it up, why wouldn't it have been enough to knock it over?
And so,
why would the top half have fallen over if that was the critical blow?
If it was that strong.
It was strong enough to melt the foundations.
Didn't melt the foundations.
Well, it had to, or the building wouldn't have fallen into itself.
Okay, that's something now. You're talking about the hypothetical. If it's strong enough.
Not hypothetical. Look.
No. You're jumping. Let's follow this. Remember, I'm the one who's trying to understand you. You wait till I figure out what you mean. So I tell you what I think you mean, and then you can correct it. You're saying it's so strong that because the plane didn't knock it off, it should have, like, vibrated it so much and then fallen over. I'm not sure about that, but I guess that's what would happen. But it didn't. Now you shift to what did happen, and I need to know whether where it started collapsing. It started collapsing at the two-thirds thing and went down. Is there something you want to point out about that?
Yes. The point is, either way you paint the picture of the story, you can't get there from now.
Okay, we'll try to explain why. You're talking about the breaking the foundation. Nothing broke the foundation. It started to crackle at the two-third point and go down, break layerly down, right?
Did it?
I don't know. It looked like that. You tell us what happened.
Well, okay. The point is either way, there's a conundrum. The conundrum is, if the plane was powerful enough to bring the entire tower down, then the plane would have been powerful enough to knock
the top off
third of the building, and it should have just crumbled like the arm of the Statue of Liberty.
The top third, yes, would have fallen off. We got that. But
the plane, if the plane crashed through the whole thing and set this fire of 10,000 degrees Kelvin that melted the very beams that were holding the top third of the building up, then that should have knocked it off, but it didn't. Instead, there was a fire, and that fire apparently melted the very girders of the base of the tower, and so when it started falling imploding into itself, which is an anomaly, it's an impossibility, that the weight that was suspended through the crashing of an airplane wasn't enough to do it, but then finally the weight started crumbling into itself, and if you look at how the building actually came down, you could not have hired a fleet of demolition experts to make the ground zero pile so perfectly among its own itself. They didn't even destroy the buildings very close to the proximity of it.
Right, it's very neat and tidy inner implosion. And no,
did some damage, but didn't take out another building.
The fire from the plane heats the endoskeletal beams. The heat goes down, right?
No, heat rises. Heat does not go down.
So how did the beams below the top third?
I have no idea.
But they do say the fire melted the beams.
So if the fire melted the beams and you had a blunt force that sort of sliced through the building that brought the fire to the endoskeletal, why wouldn't that same fire burnt on one side before the other side and make the first top of the tower topple toward where the plane went into the building, and it basically just kind of fall off and leave and maybe take 10 or 12 stories more and still leave 50 stories standing? Doesn't make sense.
So their scenario is that the heat did go down, went down and melted the beams. That's the story.
These beams that were so strong that it could take the blunt force of a very large airplane packed full of fuel exploding into it and still not make it fall down.
So a lot of people have pointed out the anomalies in the scenario of explanation. It seems to be obvious to anybody from whatever degree of knowledge or design of knowledge they have, they can see that it doesn't make total sense, the explanation, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Now, a better working scenario that would work, if you want the physics behind it, would have the plane do a nosedive and slash into the lower 20 floors and go down at an angle and explode it that way, which would snap the endoskeletal basis. Then you have 70 floors of weight that now has nothing under it, and you would have exactly that type of implosion. See, that's logical sense. Here's the thing, though. Let me get the physics now. If you took that same airplane hit the Statue of Liberty and hit the base, then yes, the head would fall, the arm would fall, and all the guts would fall.
Yeah.
There would be nothing supporting the base. And it would have the same power, would it not, if it did it from the top or third? Just think, like if you were taking an axe and swinging at a tree at a downward angle, you would cut out a big notch. And that big notch then would break the bond that was holding the endoskeleton together, and the timber would fall, or the building would fall, or the statue would fall. But instead, they went, climbed the tree to the top, started chopping in the middle third, and then the roots of the tree fell upon themselves, splintered onto themselves. But when you explain it that way, you go, well, bullshit. But here it gets even better. Not only did we do it once, we did it twice. Talk about duality. Not once, but twice. I mean, if you didn't believe the first one, you damn sure better believe the next one. So hang on, we're out of Twin Towers now.
We made the impossible happen twice.
Well, it wasn't impossible.
How was it done then?
The endoskeleton of the building was breached from the parking deck level, the lower level of the connecting Twin Towers.
The lower level of the connecting part?
The basement, yes.
Would that be under neither?
Under both. They're connected. But you've been, you know what it is.
Yeah, okay, so the theory that there were thermite charges, they were put through the building and blew up. You are not agreeing with that explanation.
Well, something had to breach the endoskeletal at the base, or it wouldn't have fallen from itself.
Was that thermite?
There are other choices better than thermite.
Now, that was attempted in 93. They tried to blow up something at the base.
They pulled in van loads of Duaner, diesel fuel, and ammonia nitrate, and tried to set off what you call a poor man's blast bomb. That didn't work.
Where they did it, at the bottom of the building somewhere, that is not where 2001 happened. The bombs blew up somewhere else or near where they blew up in 93.
They were more precise in their placement.
Were they near where the 93 explosion happened?
Yes, same parking deck.
That parking deck is underneath the two towers and connects the two towers, correct?
Yes.
That's where the important explosions happen.
Yes.
The Tishman guys would be the only ones who understood where the vulnerabilities are. They're the experts on the buildings, right?
But they're gone. They were an anomaly.
Oh, they disappeared.
Well, what are they built since?
I don't know.
I mean, we're talking about 30, 40 years ago, right, Bob? So they've been around for hundreds of years. Have they not built anything before, during, after, or since? It's a dummied up corporation to build this grand, beyond itself, technological anomaly. The point is the physics, the anomaly conundrum within the physics that allowed it to take place. So it doesn't make sense. You can't blow the building up that way. It's an impossibility.
The way it was blown up cannot be done.
Right.
If you blow up the building down on the park deck, that will not collapse it that way.
But it didn't last time.
That wasn't as well focused, and it was only one bomb.
Yes, and they didn't have a plane flying into it. So maybe the airplane is the whole ticket, you see. The point of the ticket of the airplane didn't do so much. But it did cause enough of a quaking, shaking that would have caused it to become unstable. Mm-hmm. But now let's do the larger dynamic of how that doesn't work either. Now, here you go. People are in the stairwells chasing down 100 flights of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Smoky, dark. Now, who set the building on fire? I guess people were nervous that they were smoking with gallons of gasoline in their thermoses. It caused all this smoke to come rushing down the staircases. Well, no, smoke rises. So now you're in the dark and you're choking to death in smoke coming from the base up. Well, if they blew it up from the base up, how did people get out at all? All the people that were in the staircases, Many of them got out. Mm. Many got out. But if they blew it up from the base, how did they get out?
I don't know.
Nobody seems to. They write a 1,000-page book about it, and nobody knows any more than they did. Matter of fact, they know less than they did.
Right, and you're saying that parallel world travelers is the more understandable reason?
No, you're saying that the individual people that got out beyond this place that way must have been parallel world travelers. And we're saying, no, it would make much more logical sense that those Twin Towers were from a parallel world to start with.
In other words, we saw something that wasn't happening in our world.
You experienced something that was not within the realm of your possibility. Now, wait a second. That's physics. We have a question that might help you consider it a different way. Do you have any news footage of the construction of the Twin Towers?
I've often thought about, it's vague, about when the hell did it start? I mean, we went up there in 76, and I tried to find some stuff years ago, like, when did it get finished? When was the day? There was sort of vague notion, well, I lived near there in the early 70s, and they were still building it. It's hard to get some precise information of its arrival.
Exactly. And you'd think the biggest thing that had ever happened in the United States behind the Revolutionary War or the War of 1812, they show the building of the Empire State Building.
That's right.
Girder by girder, the WPA, the laying of the bricks, the steel, the people throwing the hot rivets and sailing them into the thing, and all this kind of stuff. They have all that. Why don't you have any of this?
Yeah, because I was thinking of the TV series I watched a few years ago on the history of New York City.
Ken Burns.
And I was really interested when they came to the building of the World Trade Center, because I've been trying to figure out where it came from or who did it. And did the Rockefellers do it or what? And they talked about the building of it and the problem of it. And I remember it sort of didn't get any real footage of the building. It just faded out. It was right. Very imprecise. So you're saying that this was built right in front of everybody by, quote, aliens. Not aliens from other worlds, but just, you know, no, we can't use it. We're all illegal. Okay, by parallel world, by what? You tell me who built them.
We don't know. There's no empirical evidence that it was ever built. Wait a minute, what?
It was manifested.
Okay. Then why hasn't somebody come forth and said, all the rubble that we hauled out of there, somebody should have a receipt from where it came from. Even Solomon's Temple that was destroyed, they referenced the cedars from Lebanon that were imported to go into the temple that was destroyed. They even tell where those cedar trees from Lebanon were imported from. And that's been a very long time ago. You don't have any empirical evidence that any materials were ever ordered for the building and construction of either tower. And what was there before the Twin Towers was there?
They took away all the girders after it collapsed. And they went off someplace. They took it immediately and they went somewhere.
They dumped it into the bay.
Were there real girders there?
Well, they should still be in the water, shouldn't they?
I think you said there's no record of where that stuff went.
Right, or where it came from. Somebody ought to be showing the printing order. Here's where these beams were created in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Hmm. They were ordered here, and they were the finest girders that they'd ever produced, and blah, 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 blah. And this is how it works, and how wonderful it was. And look at the force that it held up under with a whole plane crashing into it. Wasn't built for that, and yet it still stood. Then the next thing you know, bam, it all comes crumbling down. And then 9 years later, gold is $1,164 an ounce. Never, ever, ever been that before.
We know St. Germain had an involvement in 911.
Mm-hmm.
Did St. Germain have something to do with the building of it?
No.
Does St. Germain know who built it?
No.
There might be news footage if you went through the news stations in the 70s, and every year it might have shown.
Don't look and see. they show each year the building a little higher. Your chip body, it's a world wide web. It gives past, present, future. Mm-hmm. It gives every example of everything that ever was, ever. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, then the Wikipedia gives the empirical reference regarding it. Okay, good, good, good. Well, why isn't anybody chit-chatting about this?
I'm saying that if you saw stock footage of the building every year, it'd be a little higher as they layered it up. But you wouldn't see how it was done in between, like no one paid attention.
They've got footage of the Tower of London, the London Bridge, being built before there was any means established. They have got pictures of the Brooklyn Bridge, every layer, every stage, every process.
You say the Tower of London, like, built 400 years ago or something?
Or longer than that.
And they've got what of that?
Diagrams, pictures, blow by blow, right, by blow by blow, even now. The George Washington. They have still photographs of the George Washington, even when they were putting the pylons in. Every dynamic of that.
And you can't give us any indication of who did this.
Who did what, Bob?
Who built them? Who these Tishman people? That there's no record, or why there's no record? Why is that?
There's just no record. You want to know something better than that? The Rockefellers, they really did get screwed. That's a force majeure, a terrorist, so therefore the insurance wouldn't pay, and they lost their property because now it's a memorial. So who remunerated the Rockefellers for a very, 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 very expensive piece of real estate? But they get a tax credit for it?
Well, Larry Silverstein acquired the lease in July 2001. Was he in on it? Some people are suspicious of that.
Mm-hmm.
It says the history, planning and construction. The idea of establishing a World Trade Center in New York City was first proposed in 1946. The New York State Legislature passed a bill authorizing Governor Dewey to begin developing plans for the project, but the plans were put on hold in 1949. During the late 40s and 50s, economic growth in New York City was concentrated in Midtown Manhattan, while Lower Manhattan was left out. To help stimulate urban renewal, David Rockefeller suggested that the Port Authority build a World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan. Initial plans made public in 61 identified a site along the East River for the World Trade Center. As a bi-state agency, the Port Authority required approval from both the governors of New York and New Jersey in order to undertake new projects. New Jersey Governor Robert B. Maynard objected to New York getting a $335 million project. Toward the end of 61, regulations, negotiations with outgoing New Jersey Governor Maynard reached a stalemate. At the time, ridership on New Jersey's Hudson and Manhattan Railroad had declined substantially after new automobile tunnels and bridges had opened across the Hudson River. In a December 61 meeting between Port Authority Director Tobin and newly elected New Jersey Governor Hughes, the Port Authority offered to take over the Hudson Manhattan Railroad to have it become the Port Authority Trans-Hudson Path. The Port Authority also decided to move the World Trade Center project to the Hudson Terminal Building on the west side of Lower Manhattan, a more convenient location for New Jersey commuters arriving by a path. With the new location and... But what are you snickering at?
What powerful creators they must be to move the whole process to make it more convenient to New Jersey.
With the new location and Port Authority acquisition of the H&M Railroad, New Jersey agreed to support the World Trade Center project. Approval was also needed from New York City Mayor Lindsay and New York City Council. Disagreements with the city centered on tax issues. On August 3rd, 66, an agreement was reached that the Port Authority would make annual payments to the city in lieu of taxes for the portion of the World Trade Center leased to private tenants. In subsequent years, the payments would rise as the real estate tax rate increased. Construction work began in August 68 on the North Tower, South Tower, January 69. The original Hudson tubes remained in service until 71 when a PATH station opened. The topping out ceremony of One World Trade Center, North Tower, took place on December 23rd, 1970, while two World Trade Centers, South Tower, occurred later on July 19th, 1971. The first tenants moved in, North Tower, December 70, and January 72 for the South Tower. When the World Trade Center Twin Towers were completed, the total costs were $900 million. The ribbon cutting, April 4th, 73. That gives us the dates. And we went into the dates because you were saying something about how long they've been there. So they were there for almost 30 years. So you go to Tishman and there's no celebration.
Right.
The thing is, I'm interested in how you don't know who built them.
Right. It didn't take place, Bob.
So we can have phenomena right in front of us, and we can experience. I mean, it was there. You agree with that?
Was it?
It was a hologram, you could say.
It is now for sure, but yeah.
If you think of it just manifesting.
Now, wait a minute. How do you uncreate?
No. I can understand this as a major hologram projection, Carol. The hologram is the closest science you could think of that would make this thing.
Right.
Because
it was a little section of parallel world that was just stuck right there.
It leaked through, as I say. Mm-hmm. It kind of leaked through.
Mm-hmm.
Ion, did you go for the Carol's idea or the hologram idea, or what's the difference?
Pretty much, what's the difference?
So they can, these things can...
Now, let's ask
that's a frequency alignment.
Well, let's ask you a question.
No, he did say a couple months ago the World Trade Center was... Battery Center is a portal.
Right. True.
That's it. It's a portal. It was right there.
We were trying to give the physics of it, but you were...
Stop it, Ion.
Yeah, we had other issues.
You're rubbing that in far too much.
Yeah, we did. Okay. The interesting thing is, Ion dropped in the idea that it was a portal down there. And then I asked if the Rockefellers were parallel world travelers, and Ion said, yes, I think they did.
Here at the wall.
Wall Street.
Pass and Stowe.
Pass and Stowe.
Pass and Stowe, Bob.
Pass and Stowe has been a theme for 2 months since the Yaley girl. And the wall. And I would say, no, this is very good. I would say, well, there is the whole thing with the wall. I asked, but I said, we'll have to do that another day, Bob. And then I never brought it back, and they're screaming, what about the wall, Bob, for God's sake? And are you saying, because I didn't hear this till today and missed hearing 3 days ago, all has broken down, the Great Wall of China will collapse now because Bob was 3 days off? Is there a timing factor there?
Good as any.
So I see the World Trade Center now as an amazing art form, a sculpture between worlds.
Crazy.
And it showed... Now,
and they left empirical evidence. Now they shoot a light for the portal that it's experiencing. I guess to show where to come back to if you get back through the black hole. Was that the beginning of the Holyo farm?
Why Holyo? What are you punning on?
Well, it's the hole.
Oh, okay. Holyo farm at POL.net. So that's what we're going to create, Karen. When we do the black hole enter, exit, return, it'll be a Holyo pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's control, alt, delete. You can't uncreate anything, can you? Okay, so what replaced the Twin Towers? Nothingness. Wait a minute.
You got a beam replaced it.
Houston, we have a problem. We have replaced matter with antimatter. How is that possible? Even the rubble that they hauled out of there, they went and dumped in the river, and it's gone.
If you wait and look for it, it wouldn't be there, right?
Correct. And it should have made the island of Manhattan larger. There's a lot of shit went in there.
I heard that they shipped it to other countries or something, or the girders, but I don't know. So there's a lot of confusion about that.
Okay. A lot of sifting getting those girders out of all that rubble from under.
That's right.
210-story buildings piled neatly compacted onto itself and to make a big hole.
What was the hole?
The hole's where it all landed.
Once they took the stuff out, there was a hole.
Well, but it all fell, fit neatly into the hole.
That's right. You're right.
And it just barely broke the windows of the adjacent buildings.
Here's the thing. You know, great art is not noticed by people. So the masses didn't know what Leonardo was doing. They didn't know what the scientists were doing in 1800. Volta, only small groups of people knew. This is a great art form that people here have no clue about. See, that's why people are so conspiracy motivated about the thing, because it doesn't make sense. But they're looking at different particular matter parts, like, well, how could the beams collapse? The heat couldn't have done it. But they miss, and they probably don't think about, well, how come it all neatly landed in a nice little hole and didn't scratch the other buildings? Those are good questions. I wonder.
Now, it melted these beams that held this building together, but yet they had to haul the beams away. Why wouldn't they be a big blob of a melted mess?
Oh, yeah.
Not melting to take a whole building down? We're just asking the question because it doesn't make any sense to us.
Right, they were not melted. And yet there's rumors there was melting going on.
Oh.
Here's the thing. When St. Germain was peeved at the Nasara monies not released in 2000, then 2001 was, September 11 was a retribution.
That's a stretch, but we'll give it to you this time.
We had the privilege of having the Twin Towers hologram, and then when we abused that.
Bring that up, good.
Yeah, and when we abused that, our wonderful symbolic, mighty symbols were taken from us, taken home. That's part of the imprisoning of America, the canceling of its glory.
Why?
Because it didn't pay back China in 2000.
Is it no longer a portal?
It's still a portal.
Maybe they just got rid of the breakdown so you can just go to the park and engage in another world. Maybe it just made the door bigger.
There may be a service.
We've given you much information and tit-tats and all this kind of stuff, but we've never actually said that it was a negative thing that those towers fell. We're just saying, if they parade, they got them big ugly toothpicks out of the way. Open it up, you know, take most of it back. There's a whole lot of vertical Manhattan that would be better served laid down on its side. Yes, that's exactly what we said. And yes, that's exactly what's going to be the case. And yes, many of those vertical will be laid horizontal.
And will crash into small, shorter buildings.
No, they will be felled like a mighty oak.
And something will trigger that.
Mm-hmm.
Did the World Trade Center block the portal?
Did not.
But where the building is a portal.
Yes.
It is more open now as a result of the removal of them.
What do you think?
Well, did they block the portal? No.
No.
Well, then their removal didn't change anything. Because they didn't block the portal.
It's just as much a portal as it ever was a portal. It didn't affect the portal, but it is kind of nice that you don't have to go through the bullshit, ride the thing, get to there, go through security, hit the right bank of the south elevators, make the express of dividing which is which, wait on the thing to get back down, go up the elevator that allows and goes through different places to different places, and on and on and on and on and on. So you don't have to go through all that crap anymore. It's kind of like getting rid of customs. You got nothing against customs, but it sure would make travel a lot faster if it wasn't there to piffer through your paintings every time you wanted to peruse through the paradigms.
Were there people who worked in the Twin Towers who would portal travel?
Yes.
They knew what to do there.
No, not necessarily. Sometimes they'd go to work. They would talk about it, what a beautiful day it was, and it would be coming a horrible storm. And sometimes they'd go to work, and it'd be a horrible storm, and they'd call and they'd say, what are you talking about? It's beautiful weather, the sun's shining, it was great.
What they were experiencing around the building was different from New Jersey, or...
Yep.
And so the employees at Cantor Fitzgerald would experience that. So it was able to collapse neatly because it had parallel world control over its matter.
It was ripped at the roots.
Ripped at the roots and collapsed and done neatly and forethought that it would go down neatly if they did that. Correct?
Well, this has some fun. Count the number of trucks it took to bring the building materials to Battery Park or wherever you want to call that is off the East River when it was being built. And then count the trucks it took to haul it all away, and you're going to find that a whole lot less trucks hauled it away than it took a whole lot more trucks to bring it.
Now, that would be because it evaporated into other, a large chunk of it evaporated back into the other world?
No, they had to have lots of rubble, Bob, but yet it was in a big old hole. There wasn't this huge mountain of rubble. It was all pretty level, a few jagged edges. But the girth of it, basically, somebody pushed the elevator the wrong way and the elevator stayed and the rest of the building went down. That would be a better way to describe it. Somebody pushed the emergency elevator and the building went down instead of the elevator.
Now, the hole that the beams fell into, is that the hole that exploded in the sub-basement parking deck?
No, the hole was already there. You've been there. You know there's multi-layers of substrata, sub-basement. I mean, it's...
Yeah, okay. Where the hole is, the girders fell in. I think that's the bottom of one of the buildings. Okay.
Yeah. They each had a base because they connected underground anyway.
And they both fell into holes.
Yeah.
The girders. Were those holes made by the explosions?
No, they weren't. They were already there.
Oh, Oh, you mean there were the empty basement tunnels and all that? I see.
Well, not just the parking decks. You had the connector. They had a mall. Hell, there was a mall underneath them. You've been.
Are we able to brag about knowing this on cash flow on Wednesday? Is this top secret?
No, it's not about top secret, because actually all that's happened, we haven't given that much information. We've just asked some really stupid questions that no one in physical so far has had the common sense enough to ask. How in the hell does the thing blow up from the top to the bottom and it fall from the bottom to the top? How do you do that? How do you chop a tree down from the top and then it bottom fall down?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what some of the explanations, false premises are? Do you know what some of them are? Like they say the melting of the beams collapsed on the inside.
Yeah, and it melted through 60 floors all at once, and it couldn't support the weight of itself. But it could support a full plane tank full of jet fuel propellant and stand.
Yeah, but an hour and a half later over the heat, it got weakened. Now, it goes down. It pancakes down. But that really means that it was pulled out from the bottom.
Well, it had to, Bob, because when they take down these casinos in Las Vegas, that same thing happens. If you look at the pictures of those and you look at the Twin Towers, it's identical.
Right, but it was not a demolition.
Time will tell.
Well, okay, well, do we consider putting bombs underneath in this parking deck?
You can't cause the pancake without the inertia force being released from somewhere. And inertia force isn't released from top to bottom. It had to be released from bottom to top. Otherwise, the pancaking would have never pancaked. It would have just toppled over. It wouldn't have perfectly fallen to its own perfect little pit. Rather than cracking windows in adjacent buildings that are very, 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 very close.
Those that say there was a demolition operation going on, they're correct.
Sure.
Up to a point, but you can't explain that. Is there a parallel world control so the matter was kept within its falling range and not hurting buildings?
Well, it was completely converted to antimatter. It was uncreated. And we say you can't uncreate. So therefore, it must not never have been the first time. If you want to get technical.
So let's go into how it could not be, but we could experience it in our carnality.
Well, it's those lying eyes you live in.
Well, what gave us the idea it was there?
You had a notion.
So there's your antimatter, Bob, the antimatter in the parallel world.
Don't tell CERN, it undo their whole reality.
There was the antimatter example right in front of them.
Thank you, Al-Qaeda, for taking us to the new level.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to talk about antimatter? How is that meaningful? What does that mean to you, Carolyn?
Well, it's uncreated. So, yeah, let's go into how can something be uncreated, Ion?
It. Never, never.
You just said the Twin Towers were uncreated.
No, we're saying how can they be uncreated?
They
uncreate. They never were.
They never were created, Carolyn.
Were they created in a parallel world and just holographed here? Right.
Just, okay with a hologram.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now wait. Let's do your mirror. You want us the mirror words. Here's your mirror words. If you look in a mirror and you look at your hair and it looks a certain way and you take a razor or clippers and you shave it all off, is it really shaved off in the mirror image of it?
It looks shaved off, but you didn't shave it off.
Not in the mirror's view, you didn't.
Mm.
It's your view of the mirror view that you resonate with. So if that were true, then someone in the mirror could cut their hair off and all your hair would fall off too.
What do you think? You're not pursuing the antimatter theme?
That is the antimatter theme.
Can you uncreate things in the antimatter world?
No.
But the antimatter world represents what has not been created here yet.
No.
What is the antimatter world then?
It's the cohesiveness bond between matter and antimatter. It's the two sides of any equation or all equations.
You just said the antimatter is the bond between the matter and the antimatter.
It's the pivot point of the equation. You have an equal sign?
Mm-hmm.
Well, every time antimatter equals matter, and every time matter equals antimatter, has to. Otherwise, the black hole would have already sucked you up already.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reference that we were trying to push so desperately in your topical hysterical episode of Fringe where Nina was explaining to Olivia that you have two snow globes, and if you smash them into each other, one breaks and one replaces what was broken. The Great Storm, I think William Bell called it.
So you have here where something broke with the 911?
It was a tactile example of how fragile the separation of multi-worlds are. Boy, we had the tippy-toe out of that one really fast, didn't we?
Well, why did you have to? Is there something you're leaving out?
Yes, there's much there that you're not there yet.
What do I need to know about antimatter I haven't gotten yet?
That it's the opposite end of any equilateral equation.
It's the end. It's not the equation sign. It's not the interval.
Yes. Do you remember?
It's not the interval. Can we get that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Do you remember in math, in the equation, when you have less than, greater than, or equal to?
Yes.
Well, it's always equal to. It's never less than. It's never greater than. It's only always equal to.
When there's two conversations, they're equal.
They have to be. Completely. Otherwise, the equation tips over and the two worlds crash into each other and one is replaced and the other is annihilated.
Can that happen?
No. Yes, Bob. Oh, yes.
There can be a collision.
And does. Isn't that what your Hadron Collider is trying to do?
They're trying to unbalance the equation.
Yes.
The tension.
And prove that there is indeed antimatter.
And that's why people who look into it a little bit say, they could blow up the whole world, maybe.
It would implode the whole world.
Do they know that's a possibility?
Oh, sure.
And well, why are they trying it, taking that risk?
It's not a risk. It's science. They're trying to disprove that you can do it so it can be.
They're banking on that it won't happen.
Well, then they're trying to do it in such a minuscule thing. They didn't think they could split an atom either.
But they did.
Oh, you marvelous creator.
And then they created the atomic bomb. So do you see them getting some surprises from a successful running of the experiment?
Sure.
Is thinning the veil unbalancing things?
No, equaling things.
Equaling. We haven't gotten to what is it the Tishman guys, the human beings that built the buildings, were they directed by a Moses? Robert Moses?
They were never created the first time.
But they leaked through, and they showed up. And there's no record of who built the towers. Is there any individuals who can be interviewed and said, yes, I worked in those towers?
Yeah, lots of people. My husband died on floor 44. Yes, there's all kinds of empirical evidence. But then pull the bill of ladings for the materials that were bought and paid for to build the building. That'd be fun.
Well, the husband who died, was that husband from another world or from this world?
This world.
And he worked on the building?
In the building.
He worked in the building, and he died, but he didn't know who he was building it for.
No. We're talking about an employee. You asked if there
was an employee. Yeah, an employee died.
Not of the builder, working there.
Yeah, an employee. He experienced building it, but he could not explain where the materials came from.
Correct.
And he didn't know that he was in the antimatter world every day when he was working on it.
Yeah.
So that's how you can subtly, you know, I can go down to the first floor and be in another world.
Very good.
It's that subtle. And that subtlety is nebulous or speculative until you witness something like the Twin Towers collapsing. And if you start to look into it and ask the right question, you realize it has to be more than our physical world. It's not limited to our physical world. It couldn't have happened that way.
Very good. That's wonderful. And you can come to that place of understanding simply, easily, painlessly by asking the obvious. Not the superfluous, just the obvious. You know, you can do it the same way by turning into you're having a war on cancer and you're fighting cancer and you're having a fight with cancer. Well, the better question is how did you get cancer the first time? If you can understand how you got cancer the first time, then guess what? To avoid that experience, however tactile, is simple. Because then it's kind of like, well, that's not in my experience the first time. So I don't have to overcome it if I don't embrace it.
Right. Now, Jean Baudrillard, a student of McLuhan, wrote the definitive article on the Twin Towers in the late 70s, and then when the towers went down, he said that the buildings were so humiliated when they were sucker-punched by the planes that they committed suicide.
Perfect.
And that's perfect, isn't it?
That's perfect. That's perfectly appropriate.
That's a close approximation of the fact that the people, that the entities or something that created the building took it back home. They killed it. They transitioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Back to antimatter. Did it go back to antimatter?
No, it went back to matter from whence it came.
Right, and antimatter is the interval between this world and a parallel world?
Yeah.
We look at a building, and antimatter has provided the hole for the building to manifest, but antimatter is not limited to just being in the interval position. You can say that this building is an example of antimatter being visible.
Now?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Now because we just thought it up, or...
Now because you recognize it is gone.
Yeah, with the clear vision, you recognize it's gone, then you can see that it's a mirror image.
Good. That's good. And there's a little bit more, but that's all you're going to get from your place of jumping at it.
Well, listen, let me say this. It was very surprising to hear about this, and this is exciting information. I like new stuff, so if this
medication... Well, I've only told you 7 different times.
Yeah, well, I got it. So then in another 6 months, I'll get more, and that'll be more surprising and exciting stuff.
Yes, and then here's where it gets interesting. Interesting comes into a place when you start learning to navigate your place in the vortex of the anomalies.
Yeah.
There are many.
Is there a lineage from Moses to the Twin Towers? Is Moses in the parallel world, and he's part of the team that organized the manifestation of it?
All for flip-pop's sake, no.
Okay, then the building manifested here.
No, it didn't.
Well, we saw the Twin Towers. We could see.
You think you saw it?
Is there a bunch of humans or parallel world beings who orchestrated our eyes to see that?
No.
Why did we see it?
Because your lying ass said it was there.
Well, Rockefeller then proposed it, so they had a part in creating it for us to see it.
So they must have polished the mirror that they used to show it to you.
Well, who did if they didn't?
Well,
aspects of ourselves.
Yes.
I see. We collectively agreed to have that happen.
Introspects that you concur and agree.
Introspects would be non-physical communications between humans.
Maybe.
Creating a 100th monkey meme.
Yes, that's right.
And then it manifests.